Hi, I'm Brady Huggett, Enterprise Editor at Spectrum. This is an interview with an editor of a new journal that will operate in the autism research space. It's called The Journal of Neurodiversity, and the editor's name is Marie-Yves Lefebvre. This interview was conducted December 19th, 2022, and is part of an article titled New Journals Seek to Fill Neurodiversity Gap. Okay, off we go. So I think the first thing that we want to ask, of course, is how this journal came to be.
Actually, I started my PhD in 2019, and I was always interested into autism in adulthood. I really enjoy learning about that. I do have a autistic parent myself, so I was really curious about what we know about that. I came across just limited amount of literature about that. And that was a good start for my PhD because I feel like I could make a difference. But then I just feel like I couldn't do much by myself. I felt like I had to have a platform, to have a place to encourage other people to publish on that topic. So that was something on the back of my mind. But then I didn't really plan on founding a journal before. Mm-hmm. Before I got a professor job or something more stable. But then I got to chat with my friend Justin, and she asked me what was in the way, what needed to be done to make that project happen. And I wasn't really sure. I wanted to be stable, but then there is a momentum right now. We talk about neurodiversity a lot, mostly on social media. But then in the research literature, it's quite limited. Like I said, it's the same as in autism in adulthood. It feels like whether it's autism, giftedness, or learning disability, when you go into adulthood is really limited. So I feel like we could go broader and we could do something bigger than just me and my subject.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're saying the research on autistic adults was limited. That's what you were struggling to find.
Yeah. Exactly. Especially we're based in Montreal, Quebec. Here we do have the research in French. We do have the research in English. But then in French, it's really limited. We do have some things in English. But then working here mostly in French, it feels really, really limited. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do something that would encourage that movement. And then I talked with Justin, and she was really encouraging. We could do something. We could do a journal. It doesn't have to be in a couple of years. So we got to work, actually. We had this discussion last fall, and slowly we started working on the website. We started working with the University of Montreal to make that thing happen for financial support and all of that. So we really got to work.
Working on the website for the journal itself.
Yeah, the website and all, figuring out all the details, how we would evaluate all the manuscript, what type of manuscript we will accept. Also, how broad it is, because we are in educational science, but then we also feel like neurodiversity is part of education, sociology, psychology. So it's really complex. So we are really in the humanities, the way we feel about it, but we're really accepting all of type of perspective.
So two things. You grew up in Canada. You did.
Yeah, I grew up in Canada, in Montreal, Quebec.
Yeah. And you said you have an autistic parent.
Yeah, I do.
You do. So that's your initial interest in this field then.
Yeah, actually, when I was younger, he got his diagnosis, but then it was difficult because it was first bipolar, and then after it was just depression. And for me as a child, it was quite difficult because I just didn't understand what was going on. Mm-hmm. And he, unfortunately, he passed away when I was in college. And it just feels like there was a lot of question unanswered. So for me, it's my primary motivation as a researcher is to understand what happened, for me as a part of the grief with everything, but also I got to work with other autistic adults, and I felt like what my dad lived was not something isolated. It was a reality that was shared by other autistic people. So that was really the main point.
Right. So you kind of wanted to satisfy your own curiosity about your father, who was he was no longer around. You couldn't ask him questions. And then also you realized that the field itself, there wasn't, mm-hmm. I think that's my question. Did you feel like there was not one receptacle for this kind of research?
Yeah, exactly. It feels like the more I educate myself about autism, the more I feel there was different paradigm, and neurodiversity was not something that was very, let's say, present in the literature. It feels like it's really emergent since the maybe 2010.
Yeah.
So it's really recent. So when I came across that movement, I just felt like such a fresh breeze of air. It just feels like so new and so refreshing. And I was like, we need to do more of that. We need to have a movement, like a something in the science, but then not only scientific research, but then a place where we can really exchange about that with practitioner, with autistic people or neurodivergent people in this case, and really have a space for collaborating.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of questions I would ask. Who's the publisher?
So far, it's the first year of the journal. So we're still figuring out, to be honest, how we're going to do the publishing process. We are in contact with the University of Montreal to have the funding and everything. So right now we are in this gray state of mind, if I may say, where we're still looking. We're still looking, and we had such a great response that we want to do good. We want to have a good publisher. We want to have something that's solid, especially for the next couple of years, because I feel like there is a lot of positive response from the community, my peers who are also neurodivergent, but also from research where it feels like it's a new area, it's a new discipline in itself.
Yeah, so that's...
So for now, we're still working on it.
So mm-hmm. You just mentioned this thing. I'm wondering about representation in the journal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, maybe on your board, probably your editors, some of them are going to be neurodiverse.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, the board right now, we are only 4 people, and then it's all neurodivergent people or people suspecting to be. So myself, I'm a neurodivergent researcher, and it feels important to see ourselves in this research. But we're also, because it's a space where we exchange, where we want to do maybe start some reflection about research on the neurodiversity, we want to imply as much people as possible. So that includes researcher, but also practitioner, people who works with, in this case, autistic people, but neurodivergent people on a daily basis, but also just normal people who are going to be able to have their point of view to share it with us and to really see, like, is that really important? Is that disconnected from their reality? So we're really in a space where we're trying to make bridges, if I may say. We're trying to construct bridge between the different actors of neurodiversity movement.
So you feel like your audience is who then?
I feel it's people who were influenced directly or indirectly by neurodiversity, and it's broad. That is true. It is broad, but it also it feels like it can really start making transparent research and making transparent process by implying so many people. It could be someone who has a child that is neurodivergent. It could be a teacher. It could be a practitioner. Right now, we're not there. Right now, we're all researchers who are questioning if they're neurodivergent. So we are more in this perspective, but we would like to have more people that are not in research, so we could have other perspective. So we could also learn from that, learn from their priorities, learning from their need, and really establish maybe this journal based on that collaboration together.
So is it fair to say that anyone who might be looking, let's say the journal is 10 years old at this point, okay? I'm imagining a future. And anyone who is looking for information on academic studies about neurodiverse life, they might find in this journal. That might be parents. That might be somebody who suspects they might be neurodiverse.
Yeah.
That might be someone who has a diagnosis.
Yeah.
It might be researchers. It might be clinicians. All those people should be an audience for this journal, you think?
Yeah, totally. And that really help, I think, make this knowledge more accessible and to make it, if I may say, closer from like the real need, from autistic people needs, from people with ADHD needs. So really take into account that, because we know if you're a little bit aware of the literature on neurodiversity, often we are really interested into the parents, the people around those people, but it's sometimes difficult to reach them, because the methods are not adapted, or maybe it's hard, or maybe we prefer to go by the practitioner point of view. But it's really trying to remove those walls, really.
And then can we talk about the kind of content that will be in this journal? I mean, I know that it's also very broad, right? I mean, there's going to be social studies aspect, humanities, but also biomedical research as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like neurodiversity is a very complex subject, like I said, and we cannot really approach it from one perspective only. We have medical studies, we have psychological studies, educational studies, and it's really a place for that, to have a multidisciplinary perspective, and the content that's going to be coming from that. Really, we have three type of manuscript that we're accepting. Other than the broad research discipline, we do have research article, but we also accept professional article, like you mentioned before, and also personal testimony.
Like,
so we really trying to have a broad perspective and a multidisciplinary perspective.
So personal testimony, things like opinion pieces, like that.
Yeah, exactly. We were taking, when we were finding ideas for the first call for proposal, what is it to have a late diagnosis? What is it to disclose diagnosis when you're in your workplace? How is it to manage stress, or, you know, finding out you have some limits in your daily life? So it's stuff like that where people can really take the space and talk about them and talk about their experience and really have that read by other people, by researcher, by practitioner, and really have this exchange.
But so this, again, this journal is focused on adulthood, right? Neurodiverse adults? No.
It was first my idea to do that, but then when I was talking with Justin, we felt like it was going to be too limited.
Yeah.
Because right now the research is limited. So even though we step outside of the research and we talk about practice and we talk about personal experience, we don't want to restrict people to that team. So personally, I do have, I'm specialist in adulthood, but I feel like, for example, Justin, she's more into teenager, younger children. So we really more, I don't know, complementary in that aspect. So personally, I'm more into it, but the journal itself is broader than me, and that was the idea behind that.
So I think maybe one of the biggest divides in the neurodiverse community right now is possibly this thought of, you know, things like autism being biomedical or social, right?
Yeah.
And there are people who will stand on either side of that divide. And I'm wondering how you're going to balance that in the pages of your journal.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Because I think right now, from recent research, from talking with other colleagues, it feels like there's two themes, biomedical and social, like mm-hmm. you mentioned. But the neurodiversity movement, I think it's not about one theme or another. I think it's really about highlighting the positive aspect, highlighting the strength, being proud of this identity. So whether it's from a biomedical perspective or whether it's from a social perspective, I think it's not incoherent. It's still possible to present both, but I have to agree that from the last couple of years, usually it's more the social model that's going to, let's say, be in the same direction as the neurodiversity movement. But I feel by not excluding the biomedical movement, since a lot of practitioners are still based on that model, we are encouraging to create bridge between those and to see that they're not that different and that the perspective is changing slowly.
Mm. I mean, it's possible that you will publish things that some of your audience are not going to like then, on one side or the other. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. We're ready for that.
Yeah.
It's part of the discussion.
And so also, this is open access, correct?
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to have a membership or anything like that, because that will be against kind of what we're trying to do. We're trying to make that accessible for either neurodivergent people, practitioner, or researcher. So we really want to have that open access.
And then what's your publishing schedule going to be?
Actually, we released our first call for proposal this fall. So that was really exciting. And we're working right now for one edition. I'm not quite sure it's the right term in English.
That's the right term.
Okay, so we're looking for one edition per year for now, because we're a small team. We're a team of four people, but we are willing to. I mean, we know we're going to grow. We know we're going to get attention. We're going to go probably by two editions per year by next year or in 2 years. And we're going to see how much people are willing to publish with us, to accept this new project. And really, like I said, we're really flexible and we're still in the first year. So we don't want to go, let's say, be too do too much and to do it badly. We really want to do things slowly and solidly, so the platform itself has a good recognition. People find it trustworthy. They have trust in it. So we're really trying to aim for that.
Are you so? Let's. How will you gauge your success? Are you thinking about things like impact factor, citations, or just readership, or what is it?
Yeah, exactly. We unfortunately, because of some, let's say, how can I say, administrative details, the journal has to be 2 years old before going into the impact factor. Mm-hmm. So for the first 2 years, we're going to go with the basic statistic, but we are aiming for impact factor. We're aiming for more than just statistic and really to be comparable to other journal in this field. For example, Autism in Adulthood, that has this impact factor, citation index, and all of that.
And then, so again, this might be too far down the line for you to think about, but are you thinking about some sort of business plan where this is able to bring in money somehow and be self-sustaining at some point?
For sure, because of the financial support, the publishing process costs money. Having also a DOI access, either like having access to DOI through our article or finding online through DOI, we have to have some financial support, and we're trying to establish some recurring support in that regard, but we're not going to make money out of it. If I answer the question really simply, that's not the goal. The goal is to have something that is going to give back to the community, that we're going to start and other people are going to contribute to it. And it's not only ourselves. It's really like a broader thing to us. So like any researcher, journal is great when you get into a editorial board, but it's not something to make money of. It's really to encourage greater knowledge for sure.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. But the concept that, I mean, I think you are paying your editorial board some amount of money,
yeah.
I think, right? So, I mean, it does cost something to produce this. So
yeah,
is there a way
exactly.
that you can recoup some of those costs, I think, is the main question.
What do you mean by recoup? I'm not quite sure.
gain back some of the costs.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we're not there. Like you anticipate, right now it's purely volunteering because we really drive by this project. But for sure, we would like to have some of the investment back, returned back. We're not there yet. I think it's more in 2 or 3 years I'm going to see how it's going to be able, how it's going to be possible. But right now we're aiming for volunteering, but we are aware that it's not going to last forever because we're all really busy and we're all very interested into the project, but at some point it's not going to pay the bill.
Yeah.
So it's a process, and we're not there yet because we decide to be kind of modest about it. But we know in the next couple of years we're going to be able to find some financial support for ourselves as well as the journal itself.
So I just have one final question. When can we expect the first volume, the first edition?
I would say next summer. But the call for proposal, the first one, is ending at the end of this month, so 31st of December.
Yeah.
We're going to review the paper, whether it's scientific, personal, or professional. We're going to review it in the next months. And after, we're going to be in touch with the other colleague for peer reviewed. And that is going to be for only scientific paper. Other types, such as professional and personal, are going to be reviewed by the editorial board. So that's going to take sometimes, for sure, but we're aiming for either spring or early summer.
So spring or early summer next year, the first edition.
Yeah, exactly.
But you touched on something that I should have mentioned before. Is right. So this is peer reviewed. So the scientific papers that come in will be peer reviewed.
Yeah.
And the things that are more about opinion pieces or testimony of life, that is mm-hmm. going to be reviewed by the editors.
Exactly.
Got
yeah.
It.
The scientific manuscript are going to be proceed the same way as any other journal. That's not going to change. But because we are in a neurodiversity perspective, we're going to reach colleagues that are specialized into this area. And this is going to be double blind as well. So it's the same as any other journal.
Yep. That's it. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us about this.
Thanks to you. Thank you for the opportunity. And I'm happy to be able to share that with other people.